The state of the net, the internet that is, might be likened to that of a fishnet full of holes. In the case of the net, it's cybersecurity holes. At the recent State of the Net conference in Washington, one cybersecurity practitioner had advice for how the Trump administration should go after the scourge of the government and all large organizations. Lior Deve is co-founder and CEO of the cybersecurity company CyberReason, and he joins me now. Mr. Deve, good to have you on.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Already in place from Homeland Security is something called Einstein 3 that is supposed to detect and take care of malicious attacks, and agencies are spending collectively billions of dollars a year on cybersecurity, and yet the hacks happen. What are they doing wrong?
I don't believe that they are doing wrong. I think that the nature of the problem that we are facing today is completely different than the one that we saw in the old days. And I call it the differences between IT security versus cybersecurity. In the old days, when it comes to IT security, you could just create a big wall between the outside and the inside and assume that once nobody will manage to bypass the wall, then everything that's in the inside is secure. In the world today, and this is goes to the cybersecurity world, when everything is connected and you cannot really create a wall between the outside and the inside, then it's become much more sophisticated situation that you need to deal with. And part of it is what we need to do in order to really understand if somebody will manage or manage to go in. I think that the perfect assumption will be is that in every given moment, somebody will manage to go in. And then the question shifts from, do we manage to block them off going in, is how can we find that rapidly and stop that rapidly? By the way, this is kind of the same way that we're thinking about a terror attack versus war.
When attacks do get in, a lot of agencies, I guess a lot of large organizations are taking the approach, well, if we encrypt all of our data, then even if they get in and take data, it won't be any use to them. Is that a sound approach?
It was true for many, many, many years. This approach is not true anymore because the problem that we're facing is not just a problem about grabbing information. It's a problem of if somebody wants to attack the grid, if somebody wants create a damage in the real world, today with using of software, you can do that. So while encryption is helping to protect information, this is not the silver bullet. And the people that is thinking that encryption is the silver bullet, still thinking of the way that, as I mentioned, about IT security. And they don't understand kind of the full realm of the problem that we are dealing today with cybersecurity, that basically if somebody wants to be able to grab information before it was encrypted, he will be able to do that.
So part of the problem is what you just mentioned. They can intercept information before it's encrypted, but also it seems like the convergence of the cyber and the physical is what's new.
Definitely. Because everything is connected today, we're not talking about only about information. Information, this is just one piece of the problem. I can give you another example. It's ransomware. In the case of ransomware, what we see is that criminals started to use software and the ability to encrypt files with bitcoins in order to create a new business model of grabbing the files from people, encrypt them, and asking for money. In this case, suddenly people are using encryption as an offensive method, not just as a defense. I think this is a growing problem that we see that shifting and changing the market as well.
And you feel this could be something that could harm federal agencies, say the Energy Department, for example?
This is a huge problem that not just the commercial world, the government as well, need to cooperate in order to solve this problem. This is not a problem that can be solved with one entity alone.
We're speaking with Lior Deve, co-founder and CEO of the cybersecurity company CyberReason. What did you tell the State of the Net conference in D.C. that maybe the government should do as a strategy?
Part of it, I think that it comes to a lack of expertise in the field of cybersecurity. If you're not coming with a long career from a pre-letter agency, the chance that you really understand cybersecurity is very low. I think that this is a switch us to how we educate our people, meaning that I believe that children in high school and in university need to be able to learn the topic of cybersecurity in order to generate more expertise and experts in this field. So in the future, it's not going to be a lack of people, it will be people that really understand the nature of the problem.
But that'll take a while. What do you think the administration could do, say, in the next 6 months to button up systems a little bit more carefully?
right now, I think that the cooperation between the government and the private sector, this is something that we should think of as something that will enable the private sector to protect themselves even more. There is a huge amount of information that exists in cybersecurity agencies and in cybersecurity companies. And I'm not talking about the top secret information. I'm talking about information that if we will share it between the private sector and the public sector, we will be able to fight better together against this problem.
Now, the Homeland Security Department for a number of years has had an information sharing mechanism set up between itself and other federal agencies and different commercial sectors, energy and utilities and on and on. Do you feel that's been effective so far, or are they just not, the mechanism is there, but the sharing isn't happening?
We need to increase the volume and the quality of sharing. So I think that this is a very good thing that started, and we're fully aware of it. But I think that it does need to happen more and broader, and not just here in the state, outside of the state as well, of course, with countries that we trust and believe that they can work with us in order to protect our nation.
What about a country like Russia, which has a lot of cybersecurity information, a lot of cybersecurity knowledge? In fact, some of the well-known products come from Russia. And yet at the same time, you have this big hacking community there that is wreaking havoc across the world.
I believe that Russia has, like in the U.S., many talented people that understand cybersecurity. And actually, it's not just Russia. If you go to other countries, you can find experts in this field. I think that the government knows and understands how to share and use international relationship in order to fight against other stuff like terror. The same goes to cybersecurity. I don't think that it's different here. I think that the international relationship that we have with other countries in order to protect us against terrorists, we can use the same mindset in order to do the same in cybersecurity.
Now, there's a policy of continuous monitoring that has been in place for a number of years that federal agencies are supposed to do. How would you update continuous monitoring in terms of what they monitor for?
This is a very, very complex topic, because it's not just about the fact that they are monitoring, because I do think that their job is to protect everybody. The question is how we are balancing with privacy. And I think that what we see right now, and this is a conversation that I have with the chairman, that this is not an easy topic, meaning there is no just yes, pro it or against it. This is a topic that is a very, very complicated topic, not just in legislation, even in the technical realm. And I think that we need to have an open discussion and to share information between the agencies and the private sector and to really talk about it in order to make it something that, in one hand, we enable those agencies to protect us. On the other hand, we make sure that privacy.
Yep. Lior Deve is co-founder and CEO of the cybersecurity company CyberReason. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Tom.
We'll have links to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.